Meditations on Wisdom. Exodus chapter 28 verse 3. God has filled me with the spirit of wisdom, and I am wise-hearted. Exodus chapter 31 verse 3. God has filled me with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding, and in all knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Exodus chapter 36 verse 1. The Lord has put His wisdom and understanding in me to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary according to all which He has commanded. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 6. I keep God's commandments and do them, for they are my wisdom and my understanding. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. I am full of the spirit of wisdom, for God has laid His hands on me. Psalms chapter 37 verse 30. I am righteous in Christ, and my mouth speaks wisdom, and my mouth talk of God's judgment. Psalms chapter 51 verse 6. God makes me to know wisdom in my inner man. Psalms chapter 90 verse 12. God teaches me to number my days, that I may apply my heart to wisdom. Psalms 111 verse 10. I fear the Lord, and this is the beginning of wisdom. Psalms 136 verse 5. I worship God, who by wisdom made the heavens and the earth. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 19. The Lord has founded the earth by His wisdom, and the heavens by His understanding. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 and 3. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 6. God's wisdom and knowledge is the stability of my times and the strength of my salvation. The fear of the Lord is my treasure. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4. I am without blemish and am well favored and skillful in all wisdom, possessing all knowledge and understanding science. Daniel chapter 1 verse 17. God gives me knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And I have understanding in all visions and dreams. Daniel chapter 1 verse 20. In all matters of wisdom and understanding that kings inquire of me, they would find me 10 times better than all the wise men present in the world. Daniel chapter 2 verse 20. All wisdom and might belongs unto the Lord. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21. God changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. God gives me wisdom so that I am wise, and knowledge so that I know understanding. Daniel chapter 2 verse 23. I thank and praise my God, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me all things. Psalms chapter 49 verse 3. My mouth speaks wisdom, and the meditation of my heart is understanding. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. I grow and wax strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God is upon me. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. I increase in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with men. Luke chapter 21 verse 15. God gives me a mouth of wisdom which all my adversaries will not be able to gainsay nor resist. Acts chapter 6 verse 3. I am a man of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Acts chapter 6 verse 10. No one is able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which I speak. Acts chapter 7 verse 10. God delivers me out of all afflictions and gives me favor and wisdom in the sight of God and men. Acts chapter 7 verse 22. I am learned in all the wisdom of God, and am mighty in words and in deeds. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. Christ is the power and the wisdom of God unto me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. Jesus Christ is made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7. I speak wisdom among them that are full of growth, not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of the world, but I speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden mystery which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. I speak not in words which men's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, for I have the mind of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8. Christ has abounded toward me in all wisdom and prudence. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 20. My heavenly Father gives me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of my understanding being opened and enlightened, that I know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards me who believes, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. Now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places God makes known by me, who am part of the church of God, the manifold wisdom of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. I am filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and understanding, that I do walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened by all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. I preach warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that I do present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. In Christ is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am in Christ, and I have all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. I let the word of God dwell richly in me in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in my heart to the Lord. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. I walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. James chapter 3, verse 13. I am wise and endued with knowledge, and show out of a good behavior my works with meekness of wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 17. I have the wisdom which is from above, which is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. I write according to the wisdom of God given unto me. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Jesus died, rose again, and is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Revelation chapter 7, verse 12. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be unto our God forever. Revelation chapter 13, verse 18. I have the wisdom of God, and have understanding to count the number of the beast. This is the end of Meditations on Wisdom.